Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's Sal Capaccio
filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 let's go Buffalo chant
on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You see the thing about Josh Allen and Kyler Murray?
I just did just during the break. I haven't listened to the audio, but I saw a tweet with Murray talking, I assume, about what the text below it was, which was Josh Allen, a quote from Josh Allen talking about how, I guess they were together at Christian Kirk's wedding.
Yes.
And that Allen said he tried to convince Kyler Murray to start golfing. He's not sure how well he did because it was a late night conversation.
Yeah. It's how'd the kind of thing that could have seemed like small talk, could have been small talk, but yeah. You know, you have something in common, something you know about the other person. You just sort of, you play any golf?
Yeah.
Right? What? Christian Kirk, though. Sal Capaccio on the West Shore Hotline. Sal, do you happen to know any connection? Or Bulldog, you're looking at me like you do.
Gabe Davis. Well, Gabe Davis is in Jacksonville now, and I'm just guessing that's the point of entry in some way, but I don't know why you would go to the dude's wedding. So there's got to be more than that.
I would think more than that.
Horrible guess. Sorry. Sal?
Same draft class. That's the best I can do.
Over to Sal.
I wonder the same thing. When I heard Josh say that, I wonder what the connection is specifically to Christian Kirk. And I couldn't follow up because I wasn't there when Josh was talking at that time, but I did hear it, and I wondered the same thing. I don't know what the exact, I don't know how that is. Maybe tomorrow I can find out.
Murray was Kirk's quarterback in Arizona, at least. So
that makes sense.
Murray being there would make, right. Maybe that sort of simple sense, but not sure on Allen. All right. So we have, we're into the nitty-gritty here, Sal. Injury reports and now captains and the whole thing with an eye on Sunday. Let's start with Sean McDermott's decision, I presume, to name, I want to say, only 2 captains, sometimes including the Bills in the past have named a lot more. We talked about it here earlier. I think it might be sort of a sign of a little bit of a leadership reboot with the Bills, where this so-called leadership council working, I don't know, underneath the 2 captains is a way for McDermott to kind of cultivate new leadership on the team. I would not say there's anything bad about that. I never really care how many captains you have or who they are, but it might be another sign. I say another that the Bills are thinking, sort of in a transition mentality here this year.
Well, I'll tell you from my standpoint, this whole thing, which is, going into today, we in the media knew that the Bills would most likely release their captains today. So some of us in the media room were kind of guessing who they would be. And we went back, and I sit next to Josh Reed in the media room generally, and Josh and I went back through every year that Sean McDermott's been head coach. And they've ranged from 6 to 8 captains every year they have. Some years 6, some years 7, some years 8. So we wrote down like 8 guys we thought would be the captains this year, kind of playing a little game.
Mm-hmm.
we were both stunned that only two people were named captain. And Josh even said, he goes, boy, none of us had that, right? Two guys. And I do think, I think there is something of significance here, which is, to me, this kind of goes back to really the entire offseason, which is kind of Josh Allen being the guy that is looked to be his team now. This is Josh's team now. And for right or for wrong, for how it's going to turn out, not turn out, for all the things that have been written, for all the things that have been said, we've talked about it many times here. There's been people writing things about it. There's been people writing things that people said that isn't quite true about it. But I think ever since, really, you go back to March and April, I'm talking combine, I'm talking owners meetings, I'm talking especially pre-workouts, OTAs. There's been this kind of push to kind of put out there that Josh is a leader of this team. It's going to be, and he's going to have to take a new leadership role, and they're embracing this, and he's a different kind of leader. I think what happened today was, to me, even more of that, which is we're going to have two voices on this team. Now, they're going to have people to lean on, but those are our leaders, and this is not a leadership, you know, committee of captains of eight anymore. This is two guys who are leading this team, and they're going to have people around them to lean on, and especially Josh.
Right. I don't know if you heard us talking about it at the outset of our show today, but that's exactly how I feel. Everything you just said, all encompassing here. And that's not to say, like, to accuse Allen of lacking in some area there, but I do feel like they are trying to, I don't know, would you agree with nudge as a phrasing here? Just sort of like make him take ownership or like allow him to take ownership.
Yes.
Allow him to take.
That's
it.
The word
make
I would
him,
use.
But allow him to take ownership.
I agree, Bulldog. That's the word I was going to say. That's the word I would use. I think it's we want Josh Allen to take ownership of being a captain and know that it's his team. He can do this.
You don't have to take defer to anybody else.
That's correct. This isn't. And again, that doesn't have to be. This doesn't have to be a negative. You could look at. We can all look at it any way we want. We can all think however we want about that. What kind of leader he is or has been. What's in his DNA. What's not. I think that's the perfect word. To me, it was both Josh and Terrell. Right. Terrell is the middle linebacker for this team. He traditionally your middle linebacker is going to be a captain. But I think today represents this team saying we want our starting franchise quarterback who's been with us for 8 years. Who's one of the elite in the league, and our starting middle linebacker in his third year to take ownership of this team. And they have other people they can rely on, but they're going to take ownership, and this is what we want.
I wonder if Milano were healthy, if that would have been different with Bernard. I would guess no, because Milano has always been talked about as a very low-key guy, like not a voice necessarily. He leads in by his play and his actions, but he's not the guy to like call everybody around. Bernard definitely reads like that.
I think I would guess yes, though. Just want to say.
Yeah?
It would have been Milano, really? But just a guess.
I don't. I don't think Matt Milano's ever been a captain on this team, despite being an all-pro and how well he's played. He's also not the middle linebacker calling the plays. He's
right.
A guy when people brought up the fact of him, you know, calling the plays on defense when they had to transition or whatever, I'm like, well, he's not the middle linebacker, and he's just going to play. You know, that's a lot more there. And I think that's all encompassing too, which is, no, I maybe, you never know, but that's not Matt Milano. I think Matt Milano is much more of a different kind of player like that, and we all know he's a great player, but Terrell Bernard is the vocal leader of the defense. He's in the middle of it. That's what the middle linebacker's job is.
You said you can interpret the Allen thing any way you want. And my guess would be they do want him to be in some way different.
Mm-hmm.
The guys leaving, the caliber of the players and the experience of the players leaving, as you described, can lead you to not do that. You know, maybe it's more just circumstances. But it does, the way you talk about it, Sal, it does sound like there's somewhat of an effort by the Bills to have Allen sort of represent differently, if that's not the wrong way to put it. I guess lead differently could be simpler and maybe more accurate. But that would be my read, actually, that they do want him, whatever it might be. Is it maturity? Is it sort of being more vocal, responsible? I don't know what it might be. I know I said to Bulldog earlier, too, I think that kind of thing can be risky. And I feel like maybe you'd put more stock into these sort of intangibles than I might. We've been over that over the years. What I want from Allen is touchdowns, and I'm getting that. And I wouldn't want to rankle him by trying to change his habits in any way if that's not also wrong.
I think it's very fair, Mike. It is risky, and there's, you know, a question of it still has to come with a certain demeanor. And what are you asking of him to do that, right? Which is, if you are asking him to be different in some way, what does that mean? Because I don't think Josh is the kind of guy that's just going to start laying into people. Nobody's even saying he has to be like that in any way. But what I think has happened here is Josh has never had to be that guy. And I always say he's never had to be the alpha male leader. Because this team has always had, since he's been here, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and then throughout the years, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, who became a captain in his third year, Mitch Morse, even Tyler Matakevich and Saran Neal, and these guys who have been here, even before him, who've always been the leaders that have been more of that. Josh has always been one of the guys, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. what he is. That's one of the charms of Josh Allen, why his teammates love him. He's a guy. He makes jokes in a locker room. He puts people at ease. People are very comfortable around him. Well, a lot of this leadership has walked out the door. He's a franchise quarterback. He's an MVP candidate. He's making over $40 million a year. And I think with that sometimes comes, whether it's fair or not, a responsibility in a lot of ways to be that kind of leader. Now, look, Josh has been a captain of this team since 2019. Since his second year, he has been a captain. But that's what happens when you're the starting quarterback, basically. So I think it's more of a product of him never really having to do that and having to be that way. But what way is that? That's what I want to find out as the season goes on. There might be times where they hit, I'll use Josh's word today, turbulence. Like he was talking about the game. We're going to hit some turbulence on Sunday and you know how you fight through that. There's going to be some times throughout the season where there might be some turbulence. How does he handle that with a specific player in a certain situation with a coach? Like that's what I'm interested in, how this all morphs.
I also think that probably a part of this is they want, I would guess anyway, they want to avoid a situation where any other player on either side of the ball, but mostly on offense, and yes, I'm thinking chiefly about Stephon Diggs here, feels compelled to question him publicly the way, like, and really the questioning.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
I'm referring to is gesturing on the field mostly, because when it came time to answer questions about it, Diggs was just almost playful and just never really told you, you know, gave you a straight answer about it, other than he's my quarterback and like things are out of my control and all the vagaries he always talked in. I think they'd like to have a situation where somebody beneath Allen, pay-wise, importance-wise, hierarchy-wise, isn't showing him up.
Right. It's really interesting, right? I mean, you could point to times, you know, over the years or something like that, and, you know, what was Josh's response in that situation? He kind of sat there, took it? I don't know, right? I mean, like, is there something different, a different approach? Will the person or other players be not as even willing to be like that, the demonstrative, whatever it was, word you want to use in that situation? I think of, Look, I also think you have this entire new group of wide receivers other than Khalil Shakir. We know that, right? Like, everybody's new on this team. I mean, they're coming in here, and this is a, hey, I'm going to come in and play with Josh Allen. Like, they're kind of, to me, if you're a wide receiver in this league and you get an opportunity, you get drafted by the Bills, you sign as a free agent, it's a little bit of wide-eyed, like, oh, yeah, baby, I get to play with Josh Allen. And you look up to him like that. And I think there's got to be something said for that, which is, mm-hmm. you know, and I will tell you, just talking with receivers, like, they feel, you know, they don't want to disappoint Josh. They know Josh is one of the best in the league. And whenever you've heard them talk throughout, and I can't give specific quotes necessarily, but just the theme of, hey, you know, I want to be there for Josh. And I want to make sure that I'm doing right by him and making sure that he understands where I'm going to be or whatever. And I think that's part of it too, which is all these new guys, hey, they're looking up to you to be that leader because they want to please you essentially on the football field. And I think there's something to that.
Interesting dynamics in play here with leadership and the captain stuff, the leadership council evoking flashbacks of watching Survivor, which I know is still on, but I did a long time ago get into Survivor a little bit, like when it was new. Sal Capaccio on the West Shore Hotline. Injuries, Sal, were there. Week one, what kind of shape are the Bills in?
Much, much, much better shape than they had been over the last couple of weeks. And this is something I told you guys would basically wind up happening, which it happens every year. There seems to be this, you know, oh my God, all these injuries. Maybe this year a little bit more and a little bit earlier, or even a little bit later, I guess. I don't know, you know, than most years it seemed like. But as I've said to you guys the last couple of weeks, what basically happens is they understand where they are. They play the long game. And by week one, they're doing okay. Well, guess what? They're doing okay here. The only player who missed practice today on the active roster was defensive end Javon Solomon with an oblique. He was on the exercise bike. Everybody else practiced, and the only player who was limited was Mitch Trubisky, which is a great sign that he's actually, and remember I said last week, guys, it's not about Trubisky being available on Sunday. He's got to be able to practice. He's got to know the game plan. You know, that's where you have to figure out who your number three quarterback is, because what he does on Wednesday and Thursday is going to say a lot about that. And then, of course, the big news today, I think, was both Curtis Samuel and Cole Bishop being full participants.
And that is Bishop's first time back since late July, right? For a full practice. I know he's been around on a limited basis. Because I'm wondering how, to what extent, Sal, Hamlin won the job next to Taylor Rapp at safety, and to what extent Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop missing so much time really impacted that competition.
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say, from my eyes, a little bit of both. Now, when you say first time he's been back in a full participant, you know, since July, we don't get an actual limited or full from the team during up until today.
Okay.
We do sometimes get a little bit of like what people are dealing with. He had been back in a red jersey, so I think it's probably a good assumption, Bulldog.
Right.
You know, red jersey, he wasn't doing everything, but he might have been on the field doing almost everything except somebody hitting him, right? Basically. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a little bit of a ramp up there. Cole Bishop's a rookie. He's, you know, he's learning this new system. There's no doubt about that. Mike Edwards missed plenty of time, and although he played in similar systems, he's learned a new system. Okay, so that leads you to, all right, there's DeMar Hamlin. He's pretty much been healthy other than a little bit right at the end that he missed that Steelers preseason game. He's been healthy. I also tell you, DeMar Hamlin had a really good offseason. You know that. When we talked back in May at OTAs and minicamp, DeMar was a guy that I brought up as somebody who really flashed, and he had an opportunity because Mike Edwards wasn't out there, and he really did a nice job. He got it. He was around the football. And, you know, it's OTAs. It's minicamp. You want to see it. I thought he had a nice camp. It wasn't a great camp. It wasn't like he was blowing everybody away, but he seemed not out of place, I'll tell you that, in camp. So I think there's a little bit of that. The other thing I think about this is, let's remember they have a game in 5 days after Sunday. If Mike Edwards and or Cole Bishop are out there on Sunday and they do anything to, you know, re-aggravate an injury, tweak anything, I mean, you're risking them for Thursday. Not to say they won't play on Sunday, but this also might be, let's keep a little bit of the longer vision in mind as well.
Any thoughts on tomorrow night? You probably do have thoughts on Ravens-Chiefs.
Yeah, my question, I posed this to Matt Bove on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Who should Bills fans want to win that game?
It has to be Baltimore, right?
Matt gave a good case for Kansas City. His case for Kansas City was, don't you think Kansas City's just going to win the West anyway? So why not give Baltimore a loss here? Because that's a team you're probably fighting with when it's all said and done. Unless you think you the Bills are going to fight for the one seed, then fine, give Kansas City a loss. I understand that. Now, also, I will tell you, most Bills fans just want to see Kansas City lose. That's fine.
That's exactly where I am. Later in the season, it might matter what their records are, and I could get to it's better for us if KC wins, because that, you know, what we care most about is those results and those standings and the seedings and all that, but sitting here at 0-0, I can't get behind Kansas City at all.
I think it's an extension of last year where had the Bills won the right to go to Baltimore, everybody here would have been very confident, I think, even though the Ravens were the best team in the NFL. I think it's an extension of that. Ross Tucker asked the same question yesterday on our show, and I think I got around to everybody is rooting for Baltimore tomorrow. enough with the Chiefs.
Yeah. The whole country. Yeah, that's right.
Everybody is rooting.
Just like the Lions last year, right? Just like the Lions last year. And the Lions went there and beat them. And look, I heard Trista make this point yesterday with you guys, and she's absolutely right. The Chiefs aren't world beaters early in the season. They just aren't. They haven't been the last several years. It's kind of like the Patriots for many years, right? The Patriots always were playing their best football after Thanksgiving and they winning Super Bowls. And really, the Chiefs have kind of been like that in a lot of ways a few times over the last several years. So I think the Ravens have a really good opportunity to go beat them here. So, you know, we'll see. The Chiefs are starting a rookie left tackle. Like, it's kind of an underrated storyline here. That's a very aggressive Baltimore defense. So I'm interested in this game, of course.
Last 3 years, Jackson as the starter, regular season, the Ravens have been underdogs 7 times, which is a remarkably low number. And the Bills are kind of similar in that. 7-0 against the spread. They've covered every time as an underdog with Jackson healthy for 3 years. You know, that's not bad. Big test.
How many
tomorrow.
Straight up wins do you know out of that?
I don't. Hopefully, it's not zero, because then, you know, I don't want this stat anymore.
<That'd be interesting. laughs>
But I mean, when they're underdogs, they're very small underdogs, so I'm sure it's a few wins. I would think so. I'll look that up. Sal, any questions for us?
No, I think I'm pretty good today. How about, let me ask you, I'll ask you a fantasy question, Mike.
Okay.
The rookies. Hey, what about me?
Oh, Bulldog. Okay, all right, here we go.
What about me?
Keon Coleman was talking today, so I just asked him, hey, you know, you got Marvin Harrison Jr. on the other side. You guys have a relationship. He actually said, you know, a little bit. They talked, and he said, but not really. Like, he said, but, you know, it'll be nice to see him out there. Anyway, my question for you will be about the two rookies in this game. Fantasy-wise, Keon Coleman and Marvin Harrison Jr., would you start them, sit them? Do you have any thoughts on them in this particular matchup?
I can't imagine having drafted Harrison as early as you would have had to and not starting him in this game.
Okay.
But it's an unknown. He played 4 snaps in the preseason.
Right.
So he's such a smooth player. I'm optimistic for the Cardinals offense. Yes, I would play him. Coleman, I would hope to not have to. I said earlier, because Bulldog was talking about, like, what would it be great to have Coleman have a big game? Like, of course, I think I would take 3 for 30 and a 9-yard touchdown. I feel like the most important thing with him is the end zone. And we had a few minutes on just like what they will do with him in the red zone. I'll be wanting to keep a close eye on that. What are the routes? If they're worried about separation, is he just running, you know, drags? Is he just running to the pylon, fades, anything like that? This kind of one-on-one sort of plays, or will they do more with him? I hope that there are situations where we can examine that.
Yeah, I like it. I was on a fantasy, you know, somebody asked me some stuff about fantasy on the radio this week, and I said that's it with Coleman to me, too. I don't think his numbers are going to wow you. It's how many times. It's really the bigger plays. With him, his numbers are going to come from scoring touchdowns. I think that's where he's going to really kind of make his mark this year.
Right. It's almost like a tight end for me in terms of fantasy to start the season, you know, where you sort of just hope for a touchdown. And I think at receiver, you don't want to start the season there. You don't want to have that. Sal, very good. This iced coffee that's in the studio is not yours. Can I throw it out?
Not mine. I rarely drink iced coffee. I have done it, but I rarely drink it. It definitely is not
mine. I leave my share of empty bottles in here, but usually they're empty.
Okay.
Thank you, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Fantasy season. Week 1, regular season, 803-0550. We're here for all of it. What is one thing, maybe the number one thing, you could get from the Bills in this game, other than, you know, a win? Lines are open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.